Aaron Galston was a vigorous outdoorsman, and he loved to climb mountains and go hiking and explore nature. One day in May of 2003, Galston was rock climbing in the Nevada desert, and his footing gave way, and he fell into a crevice. He found himself trapped with a large rock, having pinned his right arm. He tried to get free, but was unable to. And after 2 days, he was convinced that he would die of exposure. So finally, in desperation, he took a pocket knife and he began to cut off his arm. And in spite of the unspeakable pain, he completed the task. Aaron Galston tied a tourniquet around his arm and wandered through the desert until he came to a road, and he flagged down a car. And months later, he would recount his story. Well, in the gospel, Jesus speaking bluntly about cutting off one's hand, one's foot, plucking out one's eyes. If these become a hindrance, a block to salvation, better to enter life maimed than to enter Gehenna with all your limbs and members attached. And we can kind of read that gospel through the lens of the experience of Aaron Galston. He found himself in mortal danger because his arm was pinned beneath that rock. And so desperate was his situation that he judged it necessary to sacrifice an essential part of his body to save his life. He knew something drastic had to be done, and he was willing, in spite of the pain, to do it. Okay. We can sometimes be in a similar spiritual situation. Our spiritual life can be in mortal danger, pinned under some sin that without drastic action will lead us to death. And maybe the 21st century translation of that gospel might read that if you can't handle the internet, then pull the plug. Better to enter heaven without your PC than to spend eternity in hell clutching your Macintosh. Or if cable TV is your trouble, cut it out. Better to lose Showtime, Cinemax, and HBO than to be cast into Gehenna, clutching your dish. Well, like someone once said, that insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Okay? But in order to change, we kind of need that sense of urgency, that the sense that I need to perform a drastic action. I need moral courage to do it. One theologian, Father Hardin, says that all the creatures in my life are meant to be channels of grace, but not all, however, are channels of grace in the same way. But every creature is meant by God to be a source of grace for me. But our main task is to examine each creature and to find out how God wants me to use this creature as a channel of grace. Father Hardin says, some creatures are meant to be possessed and enjoyed, like pizza and ice cream. Others are to be endured, insects or sickness. And still others, put there by God, are meant to be removed. Okay, those things are what the gospel, I think, is referring to. Some, finally, creatures are put that we might not necessarily under pain of sin remove them, but surrender them. In other words, sacrifice them for love of God. St. Jose Maria Escriva speaks about that heroic moment when we wake up in the morning. He calls it the heroic minute, when he says our nemesis, the alarm clock, goes off. And he says we should immediately get out of bed without pushing the snooze button. Okay? Disciplining our bodies in this way, St. Jose Maria taught, was the way of imitating St. Michael's Serviam. I'm ready to serve, I will serve. Rather than Lucifer's, I will not serve. Okay? So that immediate response to grace, to inspiration, was a way that St. Jose Maria described imitating, I'm ready to serve, putting ourselves in the service of God. St. Jose Maria recognized the importance of small mortifications and sacrifices as soon as you wake up, because if we could say no to sleep, which is good, we would be better able to say no to that which is sinful during the day when we are much more alert. A Jesuit priest, Father William Doyle, in his notes, he has an examination of conscience, his own examination of conscience in his notes, where he talks of his battle to give up butter. He calls it his butter tragedy. He says, at breakfast time, today he won, tomorrow he was beaten. I didn't take butter, I took butter. Okay, so we say we all have these battles. Some are on the grand scale, some are on a lesser scale. And we are also cautioned against imitating the saints too precisely, too much in their external actions rather than their spirit. One spiritual writer says, the armor of Goliath would hamper David. We're not all called to imitate the external actions of the saints, just their interior virtues. The armor of Goliath would hamper David. Okay? There are many of those who elaborate prescriptions and details and regulations would only strain and cause worry. And these can best find the peace of God in a childlike, thankful acceptance of the gifts that God has given to us, without careless indulgence or self-conscious artificiality. We pray for two things. We pray for prudence, the grace to know what things in my life I need to amputate, and for the moral courage to break with those things, the moral courage to break away.